Today is the 50th anniversary of Queen Elizabeth's ascension to the British throne. In London, a four-day celebration is culminating with a stately procession through the streets from Buckingham Palace to St. Paul's Cathedral. There's a special service taking place there. NPR's Julie McCarthy is near Buckingham Palace. What's the scene there in the heart of London?
Oh, Bob, it's rousing here. You can probably hear the music in the background. But, you know, every day of this festival has brought kind of a different mood. Saturday's opening classical concert in the garden felt like indifference. The crowds weren't very big. Sunday, a fire in the palace touched off a mild panic. And on Monday night, there was this rollicking, flat-out fun when an estimated 1 million people gathered outside the gates of the palace to see a rock concert that was going on inside. That was the first for the Queen's home, and arguably the crowds came out just as much for the music as for the Queen. Paul McCartney led the finale there, the same Sir Paul who once smoked pot in the bathroom of Buckingham Palace. Well, today, under gray skies, the setting is regal. The Queen, who's dressed in blue, has passed by in a gold carriage, the same one that she used in her coronation 50 years ago. Today's procession is going to travel up the Mall, this majestic tree-lined strip in front of the palace. It's decked out with Union Jacks and endless bunting. Along with the Queen, of course, is the rest of the royal coterie. William seems to attract more screams than the Queen. There was a rousing God Save the Queen that came up from the band and the choir right next to me. So pageantry, we know, is what the British do well, and they've done it very well today. But along with the pomp, there's also a party. The Notting Hill Carnival bands are gonna perform, and that's kind of lent an informal note to the stately and last day of the Jubilee. And the Queen seems even more relaxed, kind of a less distant aristocrat in the past few months, and that's the image the palace was very anxious to project. This Jubilee has been one of the most carefully crafted pieces of PR, and much of it an attempt to bolster interest in the monarchy, boost the fortunes of a royal family that suffered some pretty serious image setbacks in recent years.
So it's a success, huh?
Well, it was a gamble here, I think, and I think in some measure they managed to beat back the skeptics who predicted that the Golden Jubilee would be an embarrassment for the Queen. The Jubilee is everywhere, Bob. There are, you know, fawning documentaries on television about the Queen. There are huge daily spreads in the newspaper. Merchants are cashing in. There's a run on flags. Collectors are warning that those chintzy little commemorative cups aren't going to be worth so much in 50 years. Across the country, people have come out. There's a wave of sympathy also for the Queen. She did lose her mother. She lost her sister quite recently in the past few months. And so all manner of services and performances have been held for her. But it's not like it was 25 years ago. The British Empire obviously is much smaller than the day she was crowned the sovereign of 51 countries. It's also a less deferential place than it was certainly when she ascended the throne.
And the party has to compete with the World Cup on the other side of the world.
Exactly. England, that claims to have invented the game, football, they're fanatics about their soccer. And this really does in some ways represent kind of a clash of the cultures here. In a sense, you have this game that's accessible, it's open to everyone. Your brilliance can shine through if you got the talent, versus this world of privilege that the royals represent. And the palace I'm standing in front of is the most prolific symbol of an enduring class system. But these two forces live side by side. In fact, a recent poll asked people whether they would favor a republic or remaining a monarchy, and 74% said, you know, we want a monarchy. So the Queen also does represent what Charles called last night a sense of continuity, a steadfastness. But the Jubilee's also given rise to all kinds of other debates, mostly in the press about how she's funded, whether it's an anachronism, whether a democratically elected head of state wouldn't be better. But for now, the answer is clearly no.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in London.